Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Over the course of their lives, most people spend a considerable amount of time visiting the doctor. If we're lucky, he or she is not only a consummate medical professional, but a friend. Someone who can be serious when a situation demands, but also knows the value of humor. I'm lucky. My doctor is like that. But every doctor has a waiting room where a generally silent drama plays out among a group of strangers thrown together not by choice, but by chance. We are captives. We could get up and leave, but we'd just have to start the process over another time. So we sit and we stare. If we were clever enough to bring a book to read, congratulations are in order. I am not that clever. A sign on the wall shows a cell phone with a slash through it. The message is clear. It is also ignored by everyone around me. Apparently the sign is only visible to me, a superpower I didn't know I had. My fellow travelers in a waiting room would rather stare at their phones than at me, so at least there's a silver lining. Fortunately, there's no clock, or we'd all stare at that. I try to arrive 10 minutes earlier than my appointed time, which is probably a mistake. Folks who stroll in after me are invariably called back to the exam rooms first. Are they cutting it that closely to their own appointment time, or is there some secret conspiracy against those of us who value promptness? There's a TV in the waiting room wall, but the volume is turned all the way down. Many of the patients are elderly and do not have 20/20 hearing. This is a condition I just made up. Unless you are within 20 inches of our ears, we cannot hear you. Finally, it is my turn to head to the exam room. First comes the dreaded step on the scales. I shed everything that weighs more than a credit card. Jacket, car keys, wallet, shoes if there's time, even the shirt off my back if I thought it would help. More than once I've been tempted to take my own bathroom scale from home, just so I could plead with the nurse, "Here, try this one." The exam room is a sparse place. A rack on the waiting room wall offers several old magazines, one of which I swear announces a major breakthrough, the discovery of penicillin. I even found an old Popular Mechanics magazine with an article describing how to troubleshoot the engine on a 1946 Packard. Okay, I made those up, but neither of them would have surprised me. My doctor is a busy guy. He sees a lot of patients over the course of his day, and to his credit, he devotes whatever time is necessary for every one of us. Not surprisingly, as the day unfolds, he runs behind, not because he is slow, but because he is thorough. Is it all worth it? Oh, absolutely it is. The long waits told me many years ago that my doctor is in demand because he is very good at what he does. And that's good enough for me. But if we can't turn up the television in the waiting room, can we at least get closed captioning?
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.